Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. I am Chris. He is Rob. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. And right now, what is it? I can't see. You got the Monday Night Football, Rob G's favorite team. See, and Rob G thinks, y'all don't know. See, y'all don't see it. Y'all just hear Rob G come on as the, you know, the host of Sources Say or the hot seat. And, you know, he seems like just this, you know, ultra nice, you know, humble guy and all that. But we get the real Rob G, Rob. And we get the bragging. We get the how much, you know, he knows about sports and, you know, he's so knowledgeable and his Raiders are this and his Raiders are that. Well, what his Raiders are is down 10-0 on Monday Night Football to the New Orleans Saints, who, by the way, are playing without their best receiver and arguably the best receiver in the game, Michael Thomas. Rob G, you got anything to say about that?
I put a tweet out before the game. I said, we ready. And now I'm about to say, update, we were not ready.
Oh, you were ready? I thought you told when we talked.
Wasn't he bragging?
No.
Rob, we have private text conversation. That's between me and you. You don't expel that on the air.
I'm sorry about that.
You know Rob treats you, Rob G, as a CW What is it? Close warm, CWPF, right?
CWPF, he's my close warm personal friend.
Yeah. So he's always throwing out your little private conversations, Rob G, in case you didn't
Rob
know.
Rob G, I didn't mean it like that. You know, I was just trying to say, like, you weren't out there, like, pumping your chest or, like,
No, you asked
know,
me for gambling
crazy.
Advice, and I was like, you know, I might take the Saints on this one.
You know, I was just asking, because Rob G.
Did you
G
bet on this, Rob?
Yeah.
Parker?
Mm-hmm.
What was your, did you take the Saints and the points?
Saints minus -5 in Vegas. I got yeah, five.
Smart.
But
smart.
But yeah, I think I told you finally that I committed to finally putting down shekels consistently. I used to bet off and on, but I don't know. I feel really good about my picks this year. I feel good about where I was last year. Just I feel like a sense of feeling the games out. Even the two games that the one game I've lost, the Bears had a chance to kick a field goal that would have covered the spread. They missed it, which is fine. But I'm feeling good so far through the first 2 weeks.
All right. Well, you're feeling better than the Raiders. That's for darn sure. I want to keep Rob G on for a second. Just give us a quick take. We started the show talking about Dak and the Falcons. Dak threw for 450, ran for 3 touchdowns. First quarterback ever in the 100-year history of the NFL to run for 3 touchdowns or more and throw for 400 yards or more. In fact, to throw for 300 yards or more with 3 running touchdowns. And he also threw for a touchdown as well. Decent performance, not impressed, or really good performance by Dak, Rob G? Because I know where Rob's at.
It was not that impressive at all.
Wow.
Because it was you could watch the meltdown happening. You could feel it. Just shifting. It was like an NBA game.
He made them melt down.
Nah.
I'm tired of y'all not giving my man credit. I mean, look, I'll give you this. The Falcons choked. The Falcons fell apart. It was yet another Dan Quinn special. All of that is true. They should have hopped on the onside kick. And then even the stuff that happened before that, you're up 15 with 7 minutes left. You don't fall apart like that. I get it. So that does dampen it a little bit. But my man rallied. My man didn't give up. My man kept believing. My man had his men believing in him. He had their spirits high. He had them thinking it was possible. I need some music. He had them knowing they could come down 20 down. No matter, no problem. I need some music, I said. 15 down with less than 8 minutes to play? No problem. He kept them believing,
Alex,
Rob
Alex,
Parker.
You're gonna
poo-poo on him? I'm not saying it was the greatest performance we've ever seen, but I'm saying let's give the man a little bit of credit.
I'm
not
giving him
that
zero
impressed.
Credit. Nah,
zero just... credit?
He no,
did
because
something
we've
positive
seen this before.
That no one else... No, we haven't.
Yes,
we've
we have.
We've never seen somebody do what he did.
I'm talking about coming back again. We saw Tom Brady do this. He
well,
came
hey,
back.
That's pretty good company.
No, but I'm just saying... But both of them were meltdowns with Atlanta. Chris, you can...
Not
hey,
denying it was
you
a
go
meltdown,
ahead,
but
you
got to give
and,
my man some credit. That's
and
all
champion
I'm saying.
It, champion it. All I know is the problem with Dak... is until he starts beating the better teams, the playoff teams, I can't take
you got
seriously.
Them in the playoffs. You're the man. 9-1.
No, but they're not, what you call it, they're not right now. It goes off of where you finished, Chris. Last year, they finished out of the playoffs. That's where they are. So they right now, until further notice, if they run off 10 in a row, then maybe I'll reevaluate the win. But I'm talking about I'm not going to give somebody credit for beating up on an also-ran, and then when they were the games that they really need him to be that guy, he just hasn't been that over the last couple of years. The first year, his rookie year, he
well,
did
he's
that.
He's made it two
he
out
beat
of the four
good,
years.
He
two
beat those his, good teams. But I'm talking about where he was consistently good against good teams. That just hasn't been the case lately. I'm not going to – the win counts. I'm not saying it doesn't count. The stats count. I'm just not getting my panties in a bunch over a game beating the Falcons.
Well, first of all, I'm concerned that you're wearing panties, but
they're just
nonetheless.
Is that a problem? Is I'm a woman.
Yeah, you can't say that in 2020, right? I don't wear panties, all right? What, never will. All right? Anyway, I don't care if it's 2030, 2040. I'm not doing it. Can't do it. All right, anyway, all I'm saying is I ain't saying make him all pro. I'm not even saying he's elite. I'm just saying en route. That's all. Get a little bit of credit.
How long does it take? Do you have to drive five years to get there? I'm asking how many years.
Ask Carson Wentz. He's going to get there. All right, Rob, let's move. You got an interesting take here. I want to give you the floor on this. Anthony Davis, great shot last night, right?
If he misses that shot, man, the narrative and what would have been the conversation today is incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think it would have been that big of a deal? Okay, what do you think the narrative would have been?
It would have been LeBron had a terrible second half, didn't want to take the game-winning shot. It's 1-1. Denver now is in the series. Uh-oh. Is LeBron, can he afford to? I mean, it would have been that conversation because of his poor second half and because he didn't take the game winner. And I'm not saying that he should have tried, you know, would have forced up a shot or whatever, but that narrative would have been out there considering the second half was bad. Anthony Davis made the big shot. They won the game. They have a comfortable 2-0 lead. But when I look at what he's done this year and I look at all the numbers, he had better numbers than LeBron in every category except for assists, which makes sense. Anthony Davis is the reason why the Lakers are where they are. It doesn't mean that they could win. I'm not saying that LeBron couldn't be on the team and they still would be in the same exact spot.
But he,
to me, is the X factor. That Anthony Davis, like last night, what they got from him, if they don't get stuff like that, big games, big shots from Anthony Davis, I think that team would struggle. Anthony Davis is the reason that they'll get to the finals and have a chance to win. That's all. Well, and I think he's the MVP of the Lakers. That's why LeBron got just 15 votes?
He got 16 votes. 16 more than Anthony Davis got. Against voting for Anthony Davis.
Yeah, but the narrative is so strong on LeBron, and everybody wanted to do it.
Strong. He only got 16 votes.
No,
he got 16 votes.
The narrative.
101.
No, but the narrative. I didn't say the voters, but the narrative out there was, and that's why so many of his fans were all upset. Because the false narrative by the LeBron minions had it as a close race, Chris. You talked about it. You saw the polls. We both talked about it. You, for 1 second, never thought LeBron was winning. But there were people who actually were shocked. Would you admit that? Were shocked that he didn't win.
Hold on. Here's what I'll say. Obviously, LeBron's, you know, strongest fans certainly think he should have won it.
I'm so media people who have this LeBron narrative.
Doug Gottlieb is not a LeBron, you know, lover, and he thinks LeBron was the MVP. Stephen A., our buddy Stephen A. Smith, who calls it like he sees it no matter what, he thought LeBron was the MVP. There was Skip Bayless. Now, I don't know if Skip was doing it to put pressure on LeBron to win the finals, but whatever the case, Skip thought he was the MVP. So, yeah, of course his strongest fans think that, but there were legitimate, unbiased people that thought LeBron was the MVP.
Not when you get trounced like that. I'm sorry, and I don't know what
No, I'm just saying, but you know the names I mentioned. I know you respect those guys, and that was their thought. Yeah, but I'm just saying, how can... I mean, Anthony Davis got trounced far more than LeBron.
Yeah, but we've seen this before in the Shaq and Kobe and why they didn't win more championships. Usually guys
when
you have
MVPs.
Two MVPs, they cancel each other out a lot of times. And for whatever reason, they don't get the votes. And I get, you know, the LeBron thing and leading the league in assists. And, last year they didn't make the playoffs. This year LeBron got them to the – chance to win a championship. So a lot of that narrative and LeBron in year 17, but it wasn't that kind of award. It didn't have anything to do with that.
He wasn't
MVP. He was never the MVP.
But what I'll say is he's the MVP of the Lakers. I mean, and you're right. Without Anthony Davis, I certainly believe they're a playoff team, but I don't believe they're the best team in the West without Anthony Davis. But if you take LeBron off that team, they're not nearly as good. They're not as good without LeBron as they'd be without AD, in my view. LeBron has a track record of carrying every team he's on, essentially, not only to the playoffs, but deep into the playoffs. AD doesn't have that track record. AD, I mean, we giving him the benefit of the doubt. And look, I think AD, and I don't know if it'll happen next year, might happen next year, but AD is going to become their best player. That's the natural progression. LeBron will be the second guy, but still a top five, top 10 player in the league. And with him at point guard, able to run the show, I actually think that they'll still have chances to win championships. You know, it's like when Kareem got older and Magic became the guy, but Kareem was still effective. So I actually think and soon AD will be their best player. But watching them play all year, I mean, LeBron is the straw that stirs the drink. LeBron is the guy that made them go. He's the leader. He's the one. I mean, he helped, to me, create more confidence in AD in himself. I'm not saying he didn't have confidence in himself, but I think LeBron has fed him and played into his ego and got him really playing with a swagger that he really didn't have before. I just think LeBron got everybody on that team believing. What are we going to do, Rob? I want to continue this. So we're not going to have our guest at 6:30 or 9:30 Eastern. Let's continue this in the next segment, and then we'll take the callers at 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob on Fox Sports Radio. You know what to do. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, folks, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. So you can wear it, let its soothing power bring healing to you and comfort. And yet not only does no one else know you have it on, you don't, because it doesn't smell. There's no stinging. There's no burning. It's just simple pain relief. Blue Emu, maximum pain relief. It works fast and you won't stink. Rob, I said this about Anthony Davis's game-winning shot. I wondered, as you know, because I said it many times on the show, would Anthony Davis be a fourth quarter go-to guy for the Lakers? That was my big question about the Lakers and him all season long. It was part of why I picked the Clippers, because I wasn't convinced.
Well, you know, he's had 2 points. How many times did we see in big games where he disappeared? And that was real. I mean, that's not conjecture or a narrative. Those were by the numbers that we watched and the play.
Yep, and he's been better in the playoffs. His scoring in the fourth has been up. He is shooting 64% in the fourth, 50% from three. I mean, he's doing damage. And he's not yet an all-time great. He's not, okay?
I hope you don't think I said that. No.
But what I'm saying, I'm going to give you a take I gave on TV today, is that I believe we will look back at this moment. Assuming they win this championship, which I believe they will. Do you think they will at this point? The Lakers?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure yet.
Assuming they win this championship.
Because things can turn around. I'm just not sure.
Anything can happen, of course. But they're the clear favorites. I think you would agree to that. They're the clear-cut favorites to win the championship. If they go on to win this championship, I think we'll look back at this moment and say that was kind of the official coming out when he went from being just a great player in his current time to being an all-time great. Because he'll have a championship. He's young. He's got plenty of years to, you know, continue to do his thing. He's got great numbers. He's always had great numbers. And I think he'll continue to build and get better. And as I said, Rob, I think if the natural progression takes place where AD becomes the number one option, the best player, and LeBron is the point guard, still a top five, top 10 player in the league, and they build wisely around them would obviously be role players for the most part, I think they're going to have a chance to win more championships. And obviously, that'll just further solidify his legacy, Anthony Davis. So, I'm not with you on AD was their MVP this year, but right now, like he would be the MVP of this series, and it's a possibility, Rob, that he will be if they win the championship. Don't you think it's a great chance that he could be MVP of the finals? Or you think?
No, I do think that. I don't think that it's automatic that they would just give it to LeBron. You can't.
They should make it who deserves it, right?
Right. I mean, it would be unfair. You don't know, and you can't say, well, Anthony Davis is younger, who have other chances. No, it doesn't go like that. It goes by who plays the best, you know, at that given time. That's why they could have given it to Steph a couple times. Oh, he's the best player in the league. No. Iguodala, they thought, despite LeBron's numbers, did enough to slow him down to make a difference. Chris, that's the way they looked at it, right?
Yeah, I thought that was ridiculous.
No, but I'm saying, but that was the reason.
Right. If they've treated, look, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar won 6 championships. He was finals MVP twice. Magic won 3 or 5 championships. He was finals MVP 3 times. Bird won it 3 times, was finals MVP twice. Like, it doesn't, Jordan, you know this, just Jordan, Rob. He's the only one who every time he wins, he's the finals MVP, right? It's not automatic.
And that's the argument when people try to build up, and it's not a knock on Scottie Pippen. But if Scottie Pippen went, well, Michael never won without Scottie. Well, if that's the case, Scottie might have won 3 MVPs, Chris, at some point, right?
Yep.
To make it as if everybody, if they win, they automatically get the MVP is not true. And you just made the case. It's not true.
Let me ask you this, Rob. If LeBron, if the Lakers win the championship and LeBron's not the finals MVP, let's say it's AD, would that take something away from it for LeBron? You know, in your opinion.
He still would have 4 championships, but it wouldn't change
anything. And have led 3 teams.
Yeah. I mean, right. but it would just be.
So you wouldn't rant against him because of it?
No, I would just tell you what I think is happening and what I think, why I think AD is the, you know what I mean? It would probably validate what I was saying. That's what
LeBron should embrace. And then look, I think LeBron clearly is their best player. We'll see what happens in the finals. I don't put that much stock into, like, if a guy's not the finals MVP, I mean, it just means somebody had a better, you know, it doesn't mean it's not his team. Like when Isaiah Thomas, his first championship, Dumars was the finals MVP. It didn't mean Isaiah wasn't the best player on the team. It wasn't his team, you know? And so I don't think that should become any type of point of contention. I think these guys mainly want to win the championship. Obviously, you always want individual accolades. But, it's interesting. Let's throw it out to the callers, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Rob said it. Anthony Davis was the Lakers MVP this year. What do you guys think? Was it AD or LeBron? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are the iCouple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It is easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. All right, we threw it out to you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Who was the Lakers MVP this year? Was it really AD? Or was it LeBron, as most people believe? Your turn to weigh in. Let's get to it, Rob.
All right, let's kick it off with Max in Georgia. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Max?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all been?
Great, good, man. How are you?
Right? Man, I'm all right. I had a good friend pass away, so I've been recovering.
Oh, really? How old was it? You're young, so was he a young guy? Or?
I got to be honest. It was a canine. I say that respectfully. It was a canine. You know, I trained canines. So,
oh, wow.
12-year-old canine. Been together for about 8 years. So it was
wow. Okay.
But so hang in there, buddy. I got to get in on this. I appreciate y'all talking about it. I just think this is kind of clear and cut, and I think LeBron even said it himself at the beginning of the year. They're going to run through AD. We're going to run through AD. We've seen him kind of wait and kind of freeze up to get AD the moment. I thought AD was beautiful. That was a beautiful shot. He did everything he needed to do. He was hot. I think he was 13 points straight. I mean, the guy was on fire. I think LeBron's taking the back seat, and I think as long as he's able to mentally control the pieces, they got a good shot, unfortunately, this year to win the title.
Well, they should win it. I mean, if they don't win it this year or now, that's a huge failure, don't you think, Rob?
Yeah, it's
I mean, they're clearly the best. Yeah, right. With the Clippers out of the way, with Milwaukee out of the way, like, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Denver's legit. I think Miami plays as hard as any, maybe harder than anyone.
If he misses that shot, it's a totally different conversation.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think it's that big. I don't think anybody's saying Denver's going to win the series.
I just
anybody,
think it,
you know,
I,
wasn't saying
I think,
that before.
I think it would. I think it would be different. You just because of their what they were able to do and how they've been able to come back in holes. I don't know. I still believe that it would be like, wow, they got after the way they beat them in game one, game two would have just been different. All right, Richard, in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Richard?
What's going on, Rob and Chris?
How are you?
Man?
I'm doing pretty good. Look, man, LeBron James is definitely the MVP. Everybody knows this. But there's some people like Rob that have thought, AD had better numbers. AD could have been the MVP. LeBron is passing the torch. He's in. He's giving the keys to AD. He's putting AD in this position because he wasn't in no MVP talks like that with the Pelicans, I don't remember.
Right.
So well, wait a minute.
Here's the other
I'm
thing.
I'm talking about the – did you look at the numbers? I'm not just throwing that out. I mean, Chris, did AD not have better numbers other than
assists? No, AD led them in everything but assists. But what I'll say
– I'm just saying, so
is,
I'm not, like, making up numbers.
Right. LeBron played for the first time in his career exclusively point guard. Very few point guards, particularly on championship-type teams, lead their team in, you know, points and rebounds. I mean, nowadays a lot of point guards lead in points, but they don't tend to win championships. Steph, he'll lead the Warriors in points, but, you know, Draymond will lead them in assists. So Steph was not really playing a typical point guard role. But, you know, when Steve Nash won his two MVPs, Amari Stoudemire was their leading scorer, leading rebounder. So, you know, a lot of times, Magic, how many times did Magic lead the Lakers in scoring? Maybe once? I think the 1 year he averaged 23. And even sometimes he was third leading scorer behind Kareem and James Worthy. So, I don't think, I mean, that's a legitimate point that shows how good AD was, but it doesn't mean that LeBron wasn't MVP just because he only led him in assists.
Yeah, I just looked at the way what he added to them and where they are compared to where they were just a year ago. Eric, in Kalamazoo, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, E?
Man, what's up, fellas? Let me blast y'all. How many finals has AD been to? LeBron James is the only way they're going to be able to
hold on.
Man.
Let me say this, Eric. We're not talking about a career of presentation. We're not talking about chronicling your hope. We're talking about this season. That's all we're talking about.
This season. If he didn't get hurt last year, Christmas Day, you would have saw him last year. But
no, you can't say that. He came back and he played. He didn't finish out the season.
Right, okay. But I don't want to go there, Rob.
Back
hey,
they would have made the playoffs. Yeah,
no,
I
mean, he made the playoffs.
He wouldn't have made the playoffs.
And
they were a high seed.
They were two games from the
eighth
seed.
Hey, Chris Broussard.
Yeah, but they were two games from the first seed. Go ahead.
I'm from that part of the world to talk about Joe Dumars was able to buy into Isaiah's idea and got so close that they became one. That's what happened there. But Magic Johnson is connected with Draymond Green dropping down.
So, what are you saying
down.
That? What Magic are you saying
Johnson
that for?
Is a connection with LeBron.
Uh-huh. What are you saying that for about Dumars? I didn't say Dumars was better than Isaiah. I said he was the finals
I didn't say
MVP.
You said he was better.
But it still was
you
Isaiah's
mentioned that he
team.
Got the MVP. I was
he
telling
did.
You as a Detroit Pistons fan, hey, Chris Broussard, man, you're from Akron. You're from LeBron's town. I'm telling you as a Detroit Pistons fan that if you mention my team, I got to break you down about that. And I'm from Howard, too.
But what'd you break down? I didn't say nothing different than what you said. I said Isaiah was the best player on the team. It was his
team, won it,
even
right.
though Dumars was the finals MVP.
Trying to say Steph and Draymond was playing the Michigan State Magic role. LeBron is Magic in this situation. He's going to navigate this thing, and he's going to be the MVP. And the GOAT ain't do nothing like what he's doing. Trust me, we beat the GOAT. That's why y'all don't like us.
Okay. Right. Good call, Eric. That was Eric? Is that his name?
Yeah.
All right.
Can we squeeze in Steven in California?
Yeah,
Steven, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
How's it going, gentlemen? How's everything?
How are you?
Great, man. How are you?
Doing good. So I think LeBron is MVP of the Lakers for sure because, he's the one that stirs the drink, man. He gets everyone involved. He makes sure that every player on that team hits their shots and puts it in the right spot. AD is great, but AD can get AD. LeBron gets everyone involved.
AD doesn't necessarily make guys, not certainly AD not
don't
to
make
the
that shot
LeBron
last
does.
Night. Ain't nobody talking about no LeBron. They're talking about LeBron not taking the shot and LeBron having a bad second half. I just think that you got to be careful to say that. If AD plays big in the finals, Chris, and makes some big shots at the end and whatnot and averages 30 points, you can't tell me that he's not going to be considered MVP.
No, he could. I mean, look, like I said, if this, I mean, it's only two games in, but there's no question that right now, if there was an MVP of this series, it would be Anthony Davis. So it should be judged fairly. It still, to me, won't mean it's not LeBron's team, even if AD wins it, or that this year he was the best player. But, you know, it's an interesting conversation. All right, it's not looking good for Rob's boy. Carson Wentz, he going to get a win?
He's not, Chris.
Wentz, he going to win?
Carson Wentz, I'm not a fan.
You made up a bunch of nicknames
for
him.
I'm not a fan.
Wentz in a lifetime.
It's just Wentz, that I'm a reporter.
What else you
call that doesn't mean that's what columnists
do.
I
haven't heard nicknames like that for anybody else. You off him now? It's cool. If you off him, tell me you off him. But he ain't been looking good. That's all the brother's saying. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, and Rob G gets his wish. It's a tie game at the half. Somehow the Raiders have come back. They were down 10-0.
Wow!
And it is now 17-all. Drew Brees with a bad pick. Are you happy, Rob G? Will that be a nice drive home while you listen to the second half?
Oh, I will be watching on my drive home. I'm doing something very illegal. Watching? I will put
Did
the phone up on the dash.
That? Don't do that.
Oh, I don't got liquid money like Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. I bled with my mind and my soul and that kind
what
of stuff.
What do you
stuff,
mean liquid money? You know what?
Like
what?
Rob Parker.
Yeah. Yes.
Dropping $600 on shoes.
Yeah. And a Whatever. Jacket that he just got.
I think it was $750,
You get another
Chris.
Jacket, Rob?
Oh, beautiful.
What was the deal?
What? The last one. You saw it? I think
the one on the Versace or something like that?
No, not Versace. I just forgot. Oh, my God. Gucci. The Gucci jacket. The last one we talked about.
So what was the cost and what'd you get it for?
It was $2,200, almost $2,300. I paid $600.
Wow, okay.
Beautiful jacket. Just really like not too heavy.
Sports
you know,
coat
it's
or actually?
No, like an outdoor. Coat. Yeah, okay. Like almost like a varsity jacket, Chris.
I don't know if I saw that one.
Detachable hood. I mean, detachable
so many of
collar.
Them.
Well, I mean, you know what? You know, I tell you all the time.
I found a good
I don't
deal.
Have any kids from college. I don't have anything going. So, right. I mean, I might as well treat myself.
I found a good deal this weekend. I got a jacket, an outdoors coat. That was regularly $295. Guess how much I paid for it?
$55.
$17.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Now, I need a cigarette for that one.
It was crazy. There's a store here that's going out of town, out of business. So they got major sales.
See, that's when you go in. And as long as, for people who are looking for deals, it has to be in your size. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't buy clothes that don't fit, Chris, or shoes too small because they're on sale, and you're like, oh, I got to get those. That's not how you do it. It has to be your size if you're lucky enough. When I saw that Gucci jacket, it was my size 54, European. You know, that's my size, and it fit. But if it was too big or too small, I wouldn't have bought it.
Nah, I feel you. I feel you. We are brought to you by AutoZone with the iCouple, Chris and Rob. And AutoZone is America's number one battery destination. No matter what your battery problems are, you can find your battery solution at AutoZone. Next time you're having starting trouble, start at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. And I'm telling you, there is an AutoZone on every corner, pretty much. I see them all the time. So get in the zone with AutoZone. All right, a guy that's not in the zone, Rob, Carson Wentz. He struggled. You know, they're 0-2, the Eagles. His numbers aren't pretty. He's completing well below 60% of his passes, 58%, almost 59%. 2 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and 2 fumbles. So he's been a turnover machine. What do you think is going on with him? I asked Rob, I think it was Rob Woodson I asked, or maybe Houshmandzadeh, one of them. But what do you kind of see? And what do you think is going on?
I have no idea, to be honest. I would rather hear what you think.
I think that he seems to... I think sometimes he tries to do... Not sometimes, most of the time. He tries to do too much. And he doesn't just let the offense kind of, you know, work itself and let other guys make plays, which I think when they have good talent... That hurts him. I think that's what Nick Foles did. Nick Foles didn't try to do anything special. He just took what was there and let the offense work. I think Carson's obviously more talented than Nick Foles, one of the most talented QBs in the league, but I think he tries to do too much sometimes, holds it a little too long, you know, tries to make difficult throws sometimes, doesn't take the easy stuff you know, as much as he should. And I think that's why some of his best play, at least recently, since that year he was on track to be the MVP, has been with no names, with guys that really couldn't, you know, make the plays themselves. So he made them. So his extra stuff was more effective. But now the extra stuff isn't as effective. You know, you still got Zach Ertz. You still got DeSean Jackson. You know, you got Goddard. You got other guys that can make plays if you just get them the ball where they're supposed to get it. And I think that's the problem. And as you saw, they booed him. Now, you know, they got fake crowd noise. They funneled in boos on the telecast for Carson Wentz. So it's not looking good right now. He's certainly talented enough to turn it around, and they got Cincinnati coming up, so it's a good week to do it. But he needs to get going. You know, I know they're invested in him, but he needs to get it together and pronto.
Yeah, I just think he can turn it around. I'm not ready to panic. People have a couple of bad games. Can turn it around. I think last year did a lot for him, where they were, what he's able to do. But this year, they're off to a bad start. If he puts together
he's
a nice win.
He's off to a bad start, too.
The team, 0-2.
He's off, too. He's a big part of it. He's off to a bad start.
The team hasn't played well.
Don't put it on the team.
The team hasn't played well.
He got 4 interceptions. 6 turnovers in 2 games.
Yeah, but, you know, they really weren't his fault because ball was tipped. Yeah, did you watch all the games? 3 of them have been tipped, so they shouldn't be counted.
When I said Tom Brady had 2 touchdown passes dropped, you said it happens.
No, I'm trying to make the point that what
happen,
you do.
It only happens to Tom Brady, not to Carson Wentz.
I'm trying
Stop
to make
it,
the
Rob
point.
Parker. You ain't reporting. You're defending
can fudge
him.
You the numbers all you
That's
want.
Your boy.
I don't care.
Stop it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness. 420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.